Many on social media are moving post-haste, staking out positions on the subject of the church and the tribulation. Will the church remain on the earth during this critical time frame, or imminently and suddenly be raptured before the tribulation? There's a lot at stake in this debate, and I want to share a number of scriptures I believe can help settle the question and encourage the body of Christ to prepare. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Nordstrom, and welcome to the program today. You know, there are numerous scriptures used to support the theory of a pre-tribulation rapture. However, there are none that directly or clearly state God will remove His people from the earth before the time of Jacob's trouble. It's a theory less than 200 years old. One of the most frequently stated arguments for an early rapture is found in Revelation. Pre-trib defenders, they argue that the church is never mentioned after chapter 4 in the book. That after the Lord reprimands the seven churches in Asia Minor, Revelation goes silent on the subject of the church. And because the word church is absent from the discussion, it's believed there's been a sudden and secret rapture. It's an argument based in part on silence. That if the church is not mentioned as taking part in the multiplicity of events during the birth pains of the tribulation, that it's no longer a witness to the nations, nor a voice to the Jews fleeing in the land and metropolitan centers throughout the world. Nor does the church have any role in the expansive outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the greatest harvest of souls ever. Well, then, it must be clear from the pre-trib perspective the church has been raptured. Beloved, listen carefully. That kind of silence is not golden. Because the Bible has much to say about a revived and ready body of Christ that will be on the earth prepared and ready for the Lord's return. Our pre-trib friends say that if the church is not mentioned in the remaining 18 chapters of the book of Revelation, it must be clear the church has been secretly raptured and is now taking part in the marriage supper of the Lamb in heaven. So how do we account for the numerous declarations from Jesus, the apostles, and the prophets that make it clear an assembly of believers, a church, will be on the earth during the time of the trouble? On purpose, and for good reason. Let's check out a few of those scriptures that actually show the whereabouts of the body of Christ in Revelation. The church surely will not be absent at the time of her greatest need, absent from her role and effectiveness in world evangelism. What does the Bible say? Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 14. Behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne. These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. To come out, you had to first be there. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Jesus taught that the rapture will occur immediately after the tribulation. Listen to him. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds. He'll send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they'll gather together his elect from one end of heaven to the other. When? After the tribulation of those days. The saints, the body of Christ, will overcome Satan and the Antichrist with great victory during the tribulation. Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down." The accuser of whom? The brethren, the church. Verse 11, "And they," the brethren, the saints, the church on the earth, "overcame him," overcame Satan, "by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. It's clear some saints and many Jews will be martyred during the tribulation, so the church must be on the earth for some of them to have been martyred during that time. We hear this from Revelation 16 through 19. They've shed the blood of the saints and the prophets. I saw the woman harlot Babylon drunk with the blood of the saints. In Babylon was found the blood of the prophets and the saints. He is avenged on Babylon the blood of his servants shed by her. Then there's Revelation chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. They cried, "How long until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell where? On the earth." It was said to them they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and brethren be killed as they were was completed. Revelation 20, verse 4. I saw those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus, who had not worshipped the beast, the Antichrist. To have not worshipped the beast, they would have had to be on the earth. Let's take a time out here. Please listen and consider this. Is the Holy Spirit going to assign to so-called tribulation saints, those who were not secretly raptured but left behind, is He going to task them, many who have never even held a Bible in their hands, is God going to call on them to locate, explain, and minister truth to those so-called tribulation saints and fleeing Jews running to and fro on the earth, poring through Scripture, trying to determine the meaning of all this? The millions desperately seeking spiritual answers during the Great Tribulation. No, He will not. It's the spotless bride, the forerunners, the church without spot or wrinkle, a people of understanding who will teach many. It'll be the prayers of the saints during the tribulation that'll release the trumpet judgments. It'll be the prayers of all the saints, the cumulative prayers throughout history, and the accelerated prayers coming in the generation of the Lord's return. That group of saints, that church, that assembly of blood-bought, born-again believers on the earth that'll have the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge, that'll be equipped with the spirit of prophecy to communicate to the earth what's happening, what's necessary to avoid eternal damnation. Revelation 8, verses 3 through 5, another angel was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of the saints, the smoke of incense with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God, ascended, not descended, from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire, and threw it to the earth. You see, Jesus will return in answer to the prayers of the saints on the earth who are crying out for Him to return. Listen to it, Revelation 22, verse 17. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Now, they wouldn't be asking Jesus to come if they were already in heaven. No, they'll be saying, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who has ears to hear say, come. Let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." From where? On the earth. Revelation 18 says God's people are commanded to leave Babylon, leave the harlot just prior to her final judgment. The spiritual wisdom of the Holy Spirit imparting strategies to the church in the tribulation. Verse 4. I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive her plagues." The Spirit is saying, get out, lest you become collateral damage, lest you also suffer from her plagues. The Spirit's saying, I'm going to give you spiritual wisdom on where to be, when to be there, and what to do when you arrive. You know, only those on the earth during the events described in the book of Revelation will be in a position to actually keep the prophecy and communicate the prophecy. Keeping the prophecy in its full sense means to participate with Jesus in this holy drama. A people well prepared for the unfolding of the events that brings this age to an end. A people who know their God. Are you prepared? You know, we have to really consider that these days. Are you prepared to be that people shown in these verses? The final book of the Bible, the end of the age instruction manual for the church, the great day and the terrible day. Are you hearing the voice of the Spirit alerting you to the fact that the time is short? Only those on earth during the events described in the book of Revelation will be in a position to actually keep the prophecy, able to participate with Jesus in the unfolding of the holy drama described in the prophecy itself. Listen to the words of Jesus in the final chapter of the book. "Behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." Hallelujah. Let's pray. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Father, we've heard your plan. We're preparing in the context of that plan to be prophetic voices on the earth to the Jew first and then the nations. We desire, Father, to be willing participants in the most glorious time in world history. Intercessors now and apocalyptic forerunners carrying the word of the Lord and participating in the great exploits then. Father, fill us with your wisdom and with your knowledge to communicate these absolutes to your church in these days. Open eyes of understanding to comprehend the width, the length, the depth, and the height of your coming kingdom, and to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that we may be filled with your fullness. Praise be to your name, the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Maranatha, beloved, I'm Bill Nordstrom.